welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
It's now the fans, not the football players, who can play the option.
A new luxury car showroom takes the floor on 2nd Avenue.
And if you had doubts about Nashville's real estate futures, think again.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
This episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. Screen Threads is a Nashville curated shop located in historic Marathon Village. Use code Nashville Daily to get 10% off your next online order. Their website is screenthreads.com. Mention this ad in store and get 10% off as well. Screenthreads.com, Nashville Daily, get that 10% off.
All right, so some football news here in Nashville. This is written by the Associated Press and then published on News Channel 5's website. News Channel 5 says, count the Tennessee Titans among the NFL teams offering season ticket holders the option of opting out of this season and putting that money towards 2021 or getting a refund. The Titans sent a letter to their season ticket holders on Monday. The team also posted a notice to their website.
Oh, hold on. They posted something to their
they
website?
They posted it to their website.
Whoa. It's 2020
the reason I started laughing is like it's like somebody, you know those times where somebody's like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to write an angry letter.
And post it on my website.
But it's not that situation. Just made me think about that. That wasn't their situation. But Tennessee told season ticket holders the team suspended any payment plans July 1st for this season. Team officials will be working with state and local governments on how many fans will be allowed to attend games at Nissan Stadium, which seats approximately 70,000 people. But the Titans say the coronavirus pandemic makes it increasingly likely that NFL teams will be playing in front of fewer fans this season. Hopefully they will get a few more Sunday night football games.
Hopefully. They are.
Primetime games.
They're getting
more for sure.
But they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, so maybe their fans aren't even going to be watching anyways. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't watch football that often, so you guys can correct me over at explore.nash Instagram. All right, so let's talk about a luxury car dealership going into an area that doesn't have any luxury.
That is not luxury. And this is kind of the first of its kind thing. This is courtesy of the Nashville Business Journal. An auto dealer that mainly sells luxury and import vehicles has paid $6.6 million, so one of their cars, for a property in Sobro along with the downtown interstate loop. Just kidding. That's a lot more than one of their cars.
Yeah, it's about $5 million more than some of their cars.
Yeah, so this is bought by a company called Sonic, not the
Hedgehog.
Not the Hedgehog.
And or
not
the restaurant.
Or the drive-in, dine-in restaurant. This is Sonic Automotive Incorporated. They now own that acre of land at 15, it says 15 to 21, but 15 Lindsley Avenue, which is a very interesting location for them.
Yeah, so right behind them, they're going to have the car or the interstate. That merger of 40,
really,
65,
almost on top of them.
20. Yeah, it's like on top of them. And then you have 3rd and Lindsley. You have a little bit of development there. You have a huge homeless population in that area. Unless they know something that's going to happen in 5 years with development, which they most likely do, and they have their research study and data that's going to say that, hey, this area is going to change. I think they're in a terrible location for the next few years.
It's very, very interesting. You do have some new apartment complexes that came up in that area. You have the county clerk's office, which is very, very close to them. But it is a very interesting location. Here's what's happening with this location. It's not going to be like a regular dealership. And in a statement to the Nashville Business Journal, Sonic President Jeff Dyke said his company will open a virtual showroom and service center in partnership with Audi. I don't think they mean a virtual service center. Just the virtual is only part of the showroom. I don't think you can have a virtual service center.
I've seen this before, either on like E3 or some YouTube thing.
Yeah.
And basically these showrooms is you sit down and they give you like virtual reality goggles. And you get like a 3D experience inside the vehicle. It's supposedly really, really cool.
It's kind of like, you know how if you go into like a Dick's Sporting Good, you'll have the golf
yes,
simulator,
exactly.
Where you can like hit with the actual club, but then it simulates, where the ball would go. Yeah, yeah,
yep, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
But it's just that for cars.
Yeah, but they just came out with a new car, and it changes colors.
like instantly.
Like you press a button on an app. Yeah, you press a button on your app and it changes the color of your car.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is insane.
Yeah, so they said it's going to be the first of its kind for the United States, and it's kind of a combination with Audi and Sonic. So they're headquartered in Charlotte. They're operating in 12 states just for a little bit of a footprint of Sonic in Nashville. They run Mercedes-Benz of Nashville, BMW of Nashville, Porsche or Porsche, I'm not wealthy enough to know the difference, of Nashville, Audi Nashville, and Crest Honda.
They operate Crest Honda over in Metro Center.
One of these doesn't belong.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right. So that's kind of what is happening in the business world. So that's something new for Nashville for sure. Now in the food world, Stuart, tell us a little bit about this place that you've been to recently.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to go to Shipley's, which is found on Donelson Pike. I think there's three locations, one on Donelson Pike, one in Antioch, and I think the other one's up in Hendersonville,
okay,
Gallatin. And guess what? This place serves donuts. And they're good quality donuts with a great price. Their regular donut, like a glazed donut, it's 89 cents, which you can't get that anywhere else in Nashville.
No.
And then their filled donuts, like a Boston cream or a chocolate filled cream, is 99 cents, which is a great price.
Yes.
And I had three different types of donuts. So I had a chocolate frosting donut.
Okay.
I had a chocolate frosting with pink sprinkles.
Feeling fancy.
I was feeling so fancy. I wanted the blue one, but they handed me the pink sprinkles instead. And then I just had a glazed donut. And
there you go.
Spent like $4, yeah. $3, and had three great donuts.
Nice.
You can learn more about some of the best donuts here in the city of Nashville over on our YouTube channel. That link is in our show notes.
All right, we're done talking about food. It's time for Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
Aaron, I think you're getting everybody every single day. You're like, yeah, we're going to stop talking about food. And then all of a sudden we're talking about more food.
We're going to go more food every time. Somebody's going to be thinking, oh, are we really done? Are we not done?
Are we done?
But we're not done.
Are we there yet? So today is a good day to cool down. It's hot. It's summertime in Nashville. It's hot.
It's really hot. But let me tell you, probably a very, very controversial statement for 2020. I love the heat.
Oh, that's controversial.
I love that. I mean, I grew up in this heat. And yeah. I mean, I'm not saying like it's the best thing ever, but I took a 2-mile walk in it yesterday and it was absolutely fantastic. Like, I got sunburned a little bit. You know, I made sure to put sunscreen on my face. Took a 2-mile walk down Woodland Street just to survey kind of how much damage was still left from the tornado. And it was still a lot. You know, it still looked fairly similar, minus a little bit of debris from what it looked like in the beginning of March. But, you know, at 2 miles, I was still feeling good. Like, I still felt energetic after 2 miles. You know, the sun hadn't gotten to me yet. But I love the heat of Tennessee. I know most people don't, but, you know, it's kind of fun for me.
I've come to deal with it. I sweat so much.
Yeah, like, you do sweat a lot.
I sweat so much that I'm like, I literally have changed shirts 9 times in the middle of a July day because I've sweated so much. And so I've dealt with it. My perfect ideal temperature is a nice 72, light breeze coming in from the east or the west.
Yeah.
A little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds. That's my ideal temperature. But fall's coming soon, and I'm basically...
You're ready.
I'm ready for fall already, and summer's only been here for 2 weeks.
As soon as we posted that picture on our Instagram, I knew you were ready.
Yeah, yeah. So on Monday, I posted a photo of waterfalls with fall.
In the fall weather.
In the fall.
Yeah.
And Aaron's like... Yeah, he's ready. So our tip of the day to cool down in this hot, hot Tennessee humidity and heat is to get a milkshake. And on Monday's episode, we actually talked about the top ice cream locations, milkshake bars here in town. And we wanted to talk about this one specifically. And this is Gracie's Milkshake Bar that's found in the L&L Market in West Nashville. They have some super unique flavors. This one I'm going to read to you guys is called the Bonfire Vanilla Milkshake.
Oh, yeah, this one's good.
Rolled in chocolate icing and dipped in a graham cracker crumbs, topped with whipped cream, marshmallows, sprinkles, chocolate graham crackers, chocolate syrup, and a cherry on top. So if you want to cool down, Gracie's Milkshake Bar found in the L&L Market.
All right, that's one way to cool down here in Nashville. That is Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day. And for those of you who don't mind turning up the heat a little bit and drinking some hot coffee in the summer, there's no better way to do so than with a great coffee mug. You can get your limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug shipped to you ASAP, faux free, available for all new Patreon subscribers, so you can help subscribe to this podcast in our ridiculous food talk, and also get a free coffee mug, a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug. Another benefit to becoming a Patreon subscriber is you also get an episode of the Nashville Story one day earlier. So we're going to talk a little bit about rock and roll here on the podcast on Saturday, but you will get that episode on Friday if you are a Patreon subscriber. So head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com right now.
All right. So one of the markets that has been devastated here in Nashville by COVID-19 is the short-term rental market. So Airbnbs, VRBOs, all of those short-term type situations, they have been absolutely devastated. Actually, there's statistics now coming out that they've been more devastated than the hotel industry here in the city of Nashville.
Yeah, and we're taking a look at the Nashville Business Journal, and they're giving us some stats on this, you know, but they did take a big hit. But, you know, they're also, you know, they talk about a V-shaped recovery for a lot of economic times like this, and short-term rentals are really hitting that V-shaped recovery. And they're bouncing back very, very quickly. And we know this thanks to a Hendersonville-based analytics company called STR. And STR, they were actually bought. This is kind of how great they are in the hotel industry data crunching and analysis business. They were bought by a group called CoStar Group Incorporated for $450 million in cash.
In cash,
in
money.
Cash, last year.
Cash money.
Wow. And so in a newly issued report, STR Analysis, they disclosed the findings of a pilot benchmarking study that they're doing right now on Nashville's short-term rental industry. Short-term rentals have proliferated across the city in parallel with its years-long record-setting tourism boom. So just to give you some numbers, today there are 5,600 active short-term rentals across Davidson County. And recently, you know, in May, they are up 50% already from what they were, or they have reached 50% occupancy in May versus almost half of that in April.
Yeah. So in April, this is according to the Nashville Business Journal, the actual occupancy rate in April was about 27, 28%. And in May, it was nearly 50%. The average daily rate in April was around $80, but in May, the average daily rate for a short-term rental was around $67.
There you go. And we've seen that there are a lot of people who are still traveling into Nashville, a lot of people who actually planned their trips to Nashville a while ago, and they're still coming.
Possibly even a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They plan those trips and they're like, yeah, I don't want to cancel that.
Yeah, so they're kind of coming into Nashville still, even with the pandemic, but we're seeing more and more people, you know, probably looking to, they've been staying at home so much, they're probably looking to come somewhere, and Nashville is still, you know, still a destination city here in the U.S.
We're good to go, according to Visit Music
City. There you go. We are good to go.
So, Aaron, do you remember back in September, October, Nashville was breaking records daily with the airport, with visitors, with cost of hotel rooms, everything. Like, literally, Nashville
there
was...
There wasn't a record that we didn't break.
We were smashing records back in October.
Smashing.
What's that
from? Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry, the Nickelodeon show Wild Thornberries. But Nashville just capped another record-smashing year of commercial and residential construction, which is insane. This number is big.
Yeah,
we're about to talk about.
It's very big. So the Metro government issued $4.42 billion of building permits in the 2019-2020 fiscal year, which just ended. It ended June 30th.
Oh, hey, happy guys, happy entering fiscal year 2020 to 2021.
Happy new fiscal year.
Yay.
So this number, $4.42 billion, is a 5% increase above the record set the year before, which was a 15% increase over the previous high. So records on records still breaking here in Nashville. And just to kind of show you how much this is, just a little bit of perspective, the volume from the just completed fiscal year 2019 to 2020 eclipses the activity from the 2013-14 combined with 2014-15. So those two fiscal years combined can't even touch what 2019 and 2020 brought in.
Which is insane. So 2019-2020 brought the $4.42 billion. The lowest on this chart, according to the Nashville Business Journal, is the 2008-2009 fiscal year. You have to remember, the United States was actually in a deep recession. They brought in $970 million, so $30 million shy of $1 billion.
And then we come all the way to probably about 4.5 times that in the 2019-2020 fiscal year.
Which is insane. And then the Nashville Business Journal also has the number of permits that we're giving out in the last 15 years.
Is this for commercial and residential building permits?
Yes. Because I think they're combined it under one technical data study, I believe. But in the 2019-2020 fiscal year, they gave out 11,875 permits. In 2018-2019, they gave out 11,430 permits. And the highest was the 2015-2016, which I knew back then that was when the construction boom was really happening.
Yeah.
And they gave away 12,787 permits for construction.
Wow. So the real estate industry, whether it's short-term rental, whether it's commercial real estate, probably as well as personal real estate, it would be interesting to see the numbers at the end of this pandemic to see how many people on average are still coming into Nashville. That'll kind of, you know, show the demand for homes in Nashville. But it's still interesting to see these two markets. Nashville is still doing very strongly or progressing in those areas. So that is good to see. All right, we're going out with local artist Johnny Mack. Now, I know Johnny personally, and he asked to play one of his new songs. But first, I want you to know a band that he was in before he was Johnny Mack was something called Vinyl Squared. I saw them at not Basement East, but the actual original basement, I believe, on 8th Avenue.
Yeah, it's 8th Avenue. It's on Franklin Pike at that point, yep.
And so I've known Johnny for a bit. He's an incredible guy from Boston. And he's been in Nashville for maybe about half a decade or so. And him and his buddies came in and they were Vinyl Squared. And one of these songs is called Stay Awake. Now, it's a fantastic song. I want you guys to listen to it. And then tomorrow, we're going to play Johnny Mack's new single. But I want you to hear the Vinyl Squared songs for just a second so you can get to know Johnny a little bit. Yeah, he's playing harmonica, singing, as well as doing acoustic guitar. So super, super talented dude. You can find the link for Vinyl Squared as well as Johnny Mack's Spotify in the show notes. You can listen to all of our Nashville Daily Artists of the Day by searching into Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. All right, so I'm going to take you back to their Vinyl Squared days. Here is Johnny Mack and Vinyl Squared with Stay Awake.
Let me hear you running into the street. just how the story goes. And I don't care what you did, nothing that'll get me out of this, as long as you can get me my fix. Come on!
Much talent here.
I can literally
Nashville.
Just listen to an album of that harmonica.
Oh, it's so good. We will be more there will be more harmonica tomorrow as we get to Johnny Mac's new single. But that was Stay Awake by Vinyl Square, Johnny's old band. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really, really appreciate it. You can find more of us over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to get involved. We are over on YouTube as well. If you want to learn more about Nashville at xplr.nash, come hang out with us there.
We're also on Instagram at xplr.nash. If you want some Nashville-themed merchandise, xplr.life. And go rate the podcast 5 stars.